The long gospel from St. Luke is all about the path of life. Hence the psalm, Lord, you will show us the path of life. It's only Luke's gospel that records this event that occurred on Easter Sunday. There's only one day that matters. That's Easter Sunday. And that day prepares us for the eternal day when we enter into the kingdom of God. Luke and the other companion, Cleopas and the other companion unnamed by St. Luke, it could have been Luke himself, and out of humility he didn't put his name there, or the other unnamed person could refer to ourselves. This event of walking 11 kilometres or 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus, this moment in history, is not just a historical moment that happened back then, but something for us today, because we are all on the way. We are all on the path of life. It's customary for a priest at baptism to not use a jug or a hand, but a shell. A shell to baptise someone is the life of grace. The shell, since the time of St. James, has been symbolic of pilgrimage. That's why if you go on the way of St. James, the Camino in Spain, France to Spain, you'll find shells everywhere. It's the symbol of pilgrims. Even the small village or town called St. James near Tokemoor in Victoria used to have a picture, a life-size picture of St. James with his shell welcoming you here to the town. So the shell reminds us that we are pilgrims, because a pilgrim in the past, that was his tool to scoop water from the stream, is also the place he profits at the door of someone's house seeking food, stew, soup, or whatever they might be offering. So it became a utensil, an instrument to help him arrive. So we are pilgrims on a journey. Our life is the journey. The goal is eternal life. And Christ comes to us in our trials and tribulations. But like the unnamed pilgrim and Cleopas, we don't recognise him. And so this simply says, something held their eyes. Or other texts say their minds were closed. In other words, they couldn't perceive the face of Christ. Bear in mind too that our Lord has now a risen body, and in the resurrection of the body, which we shall partake of, our bodies will be dictated to by our souls. It looks like it's the other way around, but when we get our bodies back, the soul will dictate the terms. So you'll be able to hide your appearance or disclose it to those whom you want at whim. Our Lord hid his appearance until their hearts were warm enough. Imagine this. Their heads could not see with their eyes until their hearts were burning with love for him. Truth and love go together. The head and the heart work side by side. One is the root, one is the fruit. And let's see how our Lord builds them both up. Firstly, he comes to them. They don't come to him. Our Lord seeks us out when our cross is heavy, when we are burdened, and he wants us to tell him about what's happening. We can't do that without silence. Silence is important, and silence comes with prayer to help us unload our issues. The other day I was working somewhere with some people, and it was nice and peaceful until someone came in. Person and turned the radio on to hear all the noise of the world. Obviously this person couldn't cope with the silence, they had to have the radio going. And it just destroyed the moment. We need that moment to talk to God. Silence is the only way we can connect and download. So that's what he does, he listens. He listens to them and they tell him everything. Then they have to listen to him because prayer is a two-way street. And so he says to them, to pull them up, you fools, idiots, drongos, you just don't know, really, thick as bricks. He says, you put them down. Basically, we're all fools before God. And the biggest fool is the person who doesn't think they're a fool before divine wisdom. He says, you're so slow to believe. In other words, you're as thick as bricks. This is all foretold for centuries. Let me explain to you what really has happened. And he starts with Moses. He starts with the Pentateuch. There's 47 books in the Old Testament, 16 of them the prophets. He says he goes to all the prophets. This is a good course for hours. He's giving them a scripture lesson, theology at its best. He's explaining things to them, pulling out the gems. Then, did you pick up on this? And Isaiah said that, and Jeremiah referred to this. And as they're learning about the Lord, their hearts grow in love for the Lord. Because you cannot love that which you do not know. And they didn't know enough yet to love him with their hearts, to see him with their eyes. But as the afternoon went, and dusk was setting, and as the Knox translation says, the day was almost spent. At twilight, the day was almost spent. He made as if to go on, and they begged him, please stay. In other words, we can't continue the day. We don't want to continue our life without you in our presence. And so, of course he stayed. And then at that moment, when in the past, twice he fed the multitudes by breaking the bread, and also, this is symbolic of the Eucharist, he then appears to them. And they say, was not our hearts burning within us as he explained the scriptures? As we upgraded our knowledge of him, did not our hearts also love him more and more and more? And then there's no rest, because their hearts are so filled with love for God. It's dark, it's late, they should have stayed where they were, but no, they raced back to Jerusalem, several hours running or whatever, to be with the others, to tell their story. Well, we, in a like manner, are on our way. We have a story, every person has their story, and Christ comes into our world, but we can't see him. We don't see him, because we don't listen in silence enough. And then we don't know enough about him to recognise his presence in this person or that person, or even perhaps in the real presence of the Eucharist. We fail to see he's there. One way we can build up our faith is this week we have a mission at Saguna Parish, and the speaker is from America, and is a very good speaker, and there's 5 sessions that begin at 7 p.m. each night. That's a good way to invest. It's only a few hours. Even just come for one night. That's a great investment, because as you know more, you shall then love more. And what have you to lose? What's on TV at 7 o'clock at night, apart from the ABC? So, think about coming. Do come, and you won't regret it. And in knowing more about God, our hearts burn as a desire for him, to be with him. And we are travelling on the journey of life, as I've said. And as our hearts hunger for him, he has promised us, you shall not pass from time into eternity without me. And this here is a reminder that our Lord, at the twilight of our life, as the day, or rather our life is nearly spent, he'll come to us in Holy Communion. It's called viaticum. Via meaning way, tecum, with you. I will come and be with you in your soul as you pass from time into eternity. And I'm sure then, at that last moment, when our life is nearly spent, we've received the Lord in Holy Communion, we're about to enter into heaven, we shall see him. Maybe not with our bodily eyes, but with the eyes of the soul. Suddenly, his appearance will be there, as these people saw him at the breaking of the bread. Please let God, that will be the case. There's often the priest is called to someone who's dying, whose last moments are occurring, when their day is almost spent, and he brings them Holy Communion. This happened the other night at one of the homes, and I had the host there, and the person had not been conscious all day. I said the prayers, their eyes opened, and they had a complete awareness of what was happening. Received Holy Communion, and then later, that 6 day passed on. So that's what we pray, that God will be with us in our midst. He will enkindle love within our hearts, and then we shall see him as he beckons us to eternal life. Let us pray that our way, like the way to Emmaus, may be filled with the presence of God. But moreover, may we be prepared well to see him in our presence by learning more about him, so that he may beckon us when our time is due to come to the kingdom prepared for those who are faithful. Praise be Jesus Christ.